I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 21st. A reservation system used by several airlines went down this morning, causing long delays at Logan Airport. Hundreds of people have been waiting to check into their flights on American Airlines at Terminal B. American says it is aware of the issue, posting a message at the top of its website saying if you're not traveling or supposed to travel in the next 72 hours, there's no need to call us right now. We'll be up and running soon. The airline later said earlier today Sabre had a technical issue with impacting multiple carriers, including American. The technical issue has been resolved, and they offered an apology. Alaska Airlines also had the same problem, and there were long lines at Kennedy Airport in New York City. Well, today, Quincy College will confer 490 associate degrees and certificates to the Quincy College class of 2021. Ceremony will take place at 11 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. The commencement address will be delivered by Rob Hale, president of Granite Telecommunications and Fox Rock Properties of Quincy. Rob Hale and his wife Karen are 15th on the list of the 50 largest donors in the Chronicles of Philanthropy. Granite has been repeatedly recognized as one of the most philanthropic companies in Massachusetts. Beatriz Martins from Somerville will be representing the class of 2021 as student speaker. A transfer student from UMass Boston, Martins started her studies at Quincy College in the spring of 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic. She's graduating with an associate in science degree in business management. Due to the pandemic, students are allowed only two guests. Attendees are reminded to wear masks and maintain 6 feet of social distancing. The former Louis restaurant on C Street in Quincy is reopening under a new name. The Board of License Commissioners this week approved of the Off the Hook Bar and Grill to open at the former site of Louis. John Galligan will continue to own and operate the new restaurant, which will also have a full liquor license and entertainment license. 300 square feet of outdoor dining will also be included. Louis closed in 2018 after suffering severe storm damage. The restaurant tried to sell off its parking lot to raise money, but was met with a lawsuit from neighbors who worried about future development. In June of 2019, Louis announced it would not reopen. The location has been a restaurant on House Neck for over 100 years. Galligan expects to open the new Off the Hook Bar and Grill in July. There's a proposal for a four-story, 32-unit apartment complex on Willard Street in West Quincy. Michael Moore wants to tear down the existing homes at 510 and 514 through 516 Willard Street and put up the new building with a 64-space parking garage under the building. The developer says the only access to the new building will be on Willard Street, with no access to the residential neighborhood behind the property. The building has been designed by Donahue Architects of Quincy and will include professional drainage and landscaping. Proposal needs both zoning and planning board approval. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci will hold a virtual public meeting about that plan Monday at 5:30. President Biden took action yesterday to address the recent rise in anti-Asian hate crimes in the U.S. by signing a bill into law that creates a new position in the Justice Department to expedite reviews of potential hate crimes. Ron Mariano, Speaker of the Massachusetts House, and State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy toured some Asian-owned businesses in Quincy yesterday to discuss the impacts of COVID-19 and the rise of racist attacks. Quincy restaurant owner Bao Trin spoke about how Asian businesses like his suffered during the past year because of the pandemic. Trin and other business owners met with Mariano and Chan as they toured Quincy to promote Shop AAPI Month, an initiative championed by the House Asian Caucus to encourage shopping at Asian American and Pacific Islander businesses. The lawmakers are also promoting Asian success stories, like the sprawling Cam Man Market that delivered food to countless families in need during the pandemic. and the Quincy dentist at Lux Dental, who created an online directory for emergency dental care when most dentists were shut down because of COVID. Chan said the House Asian Caucus will use the Shop AAPI Month initiative as a jumping-off point to continue speaking out against Asian hate and systemic racism. House Speaker Ron Mariano has secured $50,000 for the Friends of Faxon Park in Quincy. During a recent meeting, the Friends said Mariano had secured the money in the new state budget. The funds will be held by the city until the Friends group can formally establish itself as a nonprofit 501c3 corporation. Mariano was involved with the beginnings of the Friends of Faxon Park when the park's master plan was developed. This summer, the Friends are planning to hold a picnic and perhaps host some live music and food trucks. Recently, about 25 volunteers worked to clean up Faxon Park during Cleaner Greener Quincy's annual spring cleanup. Another cleanup may be held in the fall. Well, if you're planning a trip to the Cape this summer, pack your mask. Cape Cod officials say while the state's mandate ends on May 29th, many restaurants and shops will continue to ask customers to cover their faces indoors. Face coverings will still be mandatory for all people on ride shares, livery, taxis, ferries, MBTA, commuter rail, transportation stations, healthcare facilities, and in congregate care settings. With a worker shortage, officials are urging everyone to be patient with store clerks and restaurant servers who may be doing more work than in the past. When Massachusetts drops its mask mandate and other COVID restrictions at the end of the month, Eastern Mass Catholic churches will see changes too. The Boston Archdiocese announcing that as of May 29th, fully vaccinated parishioners will no longer need to wear face masks or maintain social distancing at church. Pastors will not have to ask churchgoers if they've received a coronavirus vaccine. The new guidelines mean every row of pews could be available for use, and maskless singing can resume. Handshaking will also be allowed to resume at the sign of peace. Parishes are still encouraged to accommodate people who have not been vaccinated or who are not comfortable being close to others yet. They can do that by continuing to offer outdoor services and streaming Mass online. The Archdiocese said pastors will have a high degree of discretion in implementing new guidelines depending on what's right for their church. The new guidance does not apply to Catholic schools in the area. Massachusetts tightening up access to jobless benefits as the state emerges more fully from the pandemic. Work search requirements will be reinstated for all those seeking regular unemployment insurance benefits beginning the week of June 15th. The requirement applies to those receiving pandemic emergency unemployment compensation and those on extended benefits. Massachusetts suspended the work search requirement in March of 2020 following updated federal guidance at the outset of the pandemic. The change comes after Governor Baker announced the state is set to lift all COVID-19 restrictions and complete the state's reopening process on May 29th, and that the state of emergency will expire on June 15th. A check of business news this morning, and the stock market was higher yesterday. The Dow was up 188, the NASDAQ rose 236, and the S&P added 43. World stocks were mixed. The dollar fell, the euro was down, oil at just under $65 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 8-7. They'll be in Philadelphia. Take on the Phillies tonight at 7:05. The Washington Capitals and the Boston Bruins play Game 4 of their playoff series at 6:30 tonight at the Garden. Boston leading that series 2-1. The Celtics play their first game of their playoffs in Brooklyn against the Nets tomorrow night at 8 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly sunny and warm, a high about 80 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high 82. On Sunday, hazy sunshine and quite warm with a high 87 degrees. Much cooler on Monday with partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, southeasterly winds at 20 knots, high tide 7:13 a.m. and 7:50 p.m. Sunrise at 5:17, set at 8:04. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 21st.